We thank the Lord for that peace and that kingdom of peace that the Lord came, that all of us could have. Appreciate it so much. I would just like for the Lord to have mercy on us this morning and give us a little food from His Word. I think the Lord can do that for us. I was thinking about truth this morning. And I'm thinking about freedom this morning. And the song talks about a kingdom of peace that we sing about. I thought about another song that says, "Wonderful freedom, glorious freedom, no more in chains of sin, I repine. Jesus, our glorious emancipator, now and forever I shall be free." I'm not sure if I have that exactly right, but I was thinking a little bit this morning about the wonderful freedom that kingdom of peace gives us, and how that the Lord is the king of that kingdom, and he has control and authority in that kingdom. So he has the authority to give that peace. He has the authority of the place, and we thank the Lord for that. I was thinking about freedom this morning, and I thought about different countries and the different situations that they're in. In our country, we enjoy a freedom that probably many countries can only imagine, and we never even think of many things. Probably many freedoms that we enjoy, we never think of it being otherwise. We never think that we can't get in the car this summer and go to Oregon if we want to, to a meeting, a church meeting, and worship the Lord how we please, and go where we want. We'll never be asked, "Where are you going? What are you doing that for?" We won't be stopped for that reason, I trust. I mean, that's America. It's a wonderful thing. It's a freedom that we have that we don't even realize we have. Many other things. No one tells us what job we have to go to, or where we have to live, or what we have to live in, or how many children we can have. None of those things really apply here, and we thank God for that. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have freedom. It's nice to be able to go home at night and just relax and enjoy in freedom. That's nice. You know, that's in a physical, natural way. But we want to talk a little bit this morning about freedom in a spiritual sense. You know, there's a freedom in the Lord that is just as good and better than the freedom in the physical sense. And we thank God for that too. It's a wonderful gift from the King of the country that owns the place, that gives us that freedom that we can have in our soul and in our life. We enjoy it. Many times, I think probably many of us here, we don't think about some of the freedoms that we have, some in the Lord, some of the things that we enjoy, some of the gifts that we have in our home that was given by the King of the place. It's just given to us. You can go relax. You don't have to, you know, be under the bondage of the enemy of your soul. And we thank God for that. I want to think about a few things this morning. Some of the things that we have and some of the spiritual blessings of freedom and good things of God come at a price. They aren't always free. Freedom don't always just come floating down the river. The King of the place, which is God, we know, He paid for this thing. And He gave us some things. And so we want to look in John 8 and 32 and look at some scriptures here. I enjoy this scripture. It says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, if you look up in the 24th verse, it says, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." And dropping on down to 32, Jesus was telling them there, what we already read this verse, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is that if they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, they could be saved from the power of their sins. That's the truth. Without that truth, we can never be saved. Without that truth, we can never be free from the chains that the enemy wants to put on us. Bind us down. Keep us from enjoying life. Keep us from good things of God that He wants to give us. The enemy wants to do that. But the Lord of the place has given us freedom. And I want us to think a little about that this morning. It's a glorious, wonderful freedom that we have. I believe that with all my heart. We go on to read, they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." You know, the Lord said that the truth shall make you free. And I want us to think a little bit this morning about that concept. You know, that's part of the truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ sets us free. But you know, the real truth is His whole Word. It's what Jesus Christ is. And it's the application of His Word. Some of those people, I'm sure, knew this is the Christ. They saw that. They knew that. But until they believed, and until they accepted it, until they allowed God to work a work in their life, it didn't set them free. You know, the truth of the Word of God, we can know it. We can know the good things of God, but it's when we believe it. It's when we apply it, and when we allow God to work with it in our life, that it sets us free this morning. I want to look over in Hebrews 6 and 18. Jesus said that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I was thinking about how that God is a God of truth. One scripture says it's impossible that for God to lie. There's two things in that. One of them is that it is impossible for Him to lie. That's in Hebrews 6 and 18. Let me get that. I trust the Lord will give us some things before we're done to help us to feed off of, that can make us to grow and help us in the battles of life. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. You know, I was thinking about this truth that sets us free, and how that God has a lot of promises. He said one place, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, they shall inherit the land, they'll inherit the promises that God gave to the people of God." You know, I think back about the Israelites and how that when they came into the land, there was a lot there that God was going to give them, but they only took part of it. And I want us to think this morning about being ambitious, about, Lord, let Your truth set us free in every way. You know, the people had a lot there that they could have inherited, but they only inherited part of it. And the part they didn't inherit came back to haunt them over all through life, all through the centuries. We see those problems coming back to haunt them. You know, we're the same way. The Lord has given us an inheritance. He has given us some things. John 8 and 38, I want to look at Pilate asked the Lord, he said, "What is truth?" I'm sorry. I'm kind of laying a foundation here. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? You know, I think about, and it goes on, that's not all the verse says, but I think about truth, and in Webster's it says conformity to fact or reality, exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be, true state of facts or things. I want us to think this morning, and we're laying a foundation still, so if you'll bear with me. Solomon, in 1 Kings 3 and 9. I believe that Solomon saw the value of making good decisions and right choices. And when he prayed, God gave him some choices. And Solomon prayed to the Lord and he said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? You know, truth this morning, Solomon asked the Lord, Lord, give me a discerning heart so that I can see what is really good and what is really bad. You know, that sounds pretty basic, doesn't it? You know, Solomon asked for wisdom. Well, here's what he really asked for right here. He didn't say, Lord, make me this wise icon that everybody looks to. He said, Lord, I'd like to have an understanding heart. I'd like to be able to discern between what is true and what is false. Now, and I know his words were, between what is good and what is bad. That was Solomon's desire. And that was when he asked for wisdom. Lord, give me the wisdom. Give me the understanding to be able to know the difference. You know, really, that he's talking about truth there. He's talking about what is true and what is not. What is beneficial and what is not. Lord, teach me. I want to think about, in World War II, there was a man, and we've all heard of him, most of us that have read any history, Joseph Goebbels. You know, he was a man that that dealt with the communications with the people. They called him, he was called the master of the lie and the half-truth. This man's very work was to bring the people into a place that the Nazi Party could take them over and become dictators over them. That was what he did. That was what a part of what his job was to work to deceive the people. And he was called the master of the lie and the half-truth. And you read little quotes from him, you can find them. You know, that was something he did. And he said this. He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. You know, his job was to mix truth with error. And that's what the master of the half-lie. I want us to think this morning about, Lord, teach us to discern what is really good. What is not mixed with things that will destroy and things that... And we want to come to some of those things this morning. You know, half-truths are not the truth. And when Joseph Goebbels began to speak to the people, he was evidently very persuasive and did a good job at what he did because they were able to deceive the people into coming under their authority and all the time giving them hope of something totally different. You know, in Luke 12 and 1, I'm just going to quote this, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You know, there was something about those people that did not fall in love with truth, with what they knew was really from God. In Psalms 51 and 6, I'm going to just go through a few verses here. Psalms 51 and 6, it says, behold, and this is David, after David had fallen, he wrote this. And he said, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." You know, saints, the Lord wants us to have truth in the inward parts. You know, the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free from a lot of things. I know many times that when we begin to think of the truth, we begin to think of doctrines. We begin to think of doctrinal things. And those are truth, and they're very important. But you know, there's a deeper truth. The truth about myself, many times. You know, the truth will set us free. The truth is a most blessed thing. It is only when we behold Christ for who He is, and we believe it, and we apply it, that we're saved. It is only as we look upon the Lord's Word, and we allow it to work in our life, and we allow it to work on who I am, because we can't change anybody else. We can't change anybody but ourselves. But you know what? We can be free. We can be free. We can have the kingdom of peace within our life. And it's not dependent on anyone else at all. There's a kingdom of peace that the Lord wants to give us that reigns. It's a strong, blessed thing. But many times we are bound by the very half-lies of the enemy. The enemy wants to bind us with half-lies. He's not going to be able to just lie to us very easy. We've got too much of the Word of God. We've got too much preaching. We know too much. But He will bind us with half-lies if we're not careful. He will bind us. And we want to talk about some of those things. The Lord wants us to love truth. He wants us to love the things of God. You know, the truth is that we have to forgive one another. Do you know that's the truth? That's the whole truth. You know what the half-truth is? That somebody else is responsible for some of my problems. You know what? That's called blame. We heard a little about that in Sunday school this morning. You know, when we begin to work with those half-truths and we begin this game called blame or excuses, you know what we have done? We have accepted a half-truth. Because the whole truth is that we can't go there. The whole truth is that God has a kingdom of peace for me. He has a life of the soul that's very real and vivid and full of life in this life. It's a powerful thing in this world today. And I want to urge us this morning that we allow God to work in our life. And that there be no excuses and no blames for why He's not. It's only between me and God whether I prosper spiritually or not. So I just want to encourage us this morning. As we begin to look at a little of the Word, that we say, "Lord, I want Your truth. I want truth in the inward parts. I want You to deal with me. Not with anybody else. I want You to deal with me this morning. Lord, teach me Your ways." Do you know it's when the Lord teaches all of us that when we come together, it's such a blessing? It's such a blessing. It really is. Because truth has been taken in and lived from. Truth and light are many times interchangeable words. Well, we know that light is the very thing that everything in creation lives from. It comes from light. Light, that constant shining every day. The photosynthesis, the things that happen from that. Those things bring life to us. And so as we accept, "Lord, I want Your Word to work a work in my heart today. I want You to live in me. I want this kingdom of peace that I hear about, that we sing songs about. I'd like for it to be in my life, Lord." And you know, when we allow God to work His work, and when we allow God to give us an understanding heart, and we don't settle for the half-truth of blame or of excuses, you know what then we enter in to the full kingdom. And what a blessing it is. We hardly realize all the blessings we have. The joy, the many joys, the peace that that the Lord gives us. And yes, we meet troubles. We see things that, Lord, what are we going to do here? But you know what? We live in a kingdom where we can go to the one that's in charge of the place, and He can give us the peace. Oh, we thank God for that. Oh, how valuable is the truth. The truth will set us free. The truth will set us free right down where we live. It'll set us free. I was thinking about, you know, it enters into so many areas of our life that we have to open ourselves up and say, Lord, just plow there, just work there. I was thinking about how many people, I've been on jobs before, and I hear people start complaining about the government, the IRS. And I don't know, I haven't thought of anybody here that's having that kind of trouble. But you know, you hear these kind of things. The IRS is so evil and all these things. Well, you know, did you pay your taxes? The truth is, Lord, help me to take my responsibilities so that you can bless us. Help me not to blame. Maybe I squandered my money. Maybe I took what was theirs and I bought something I shouldn't have. You know, that's irresponsible, isn't it? And we pay a price for it. Maybe it's the finance company. The finance company is doing me wrong. They're coming to get my stuff. I haven't paid my payments in several months, but they want my stuff. You know, we have responsibilities, don't we? The truth is, I need to make sure I take care of my responsibilities. That's the truth. Now, if we accept that truth, it'll set us free from all those struggles that follow. It'll set us free from those things. Now, I know sometimes we get in trouble. Sometimes we need the Lord to help us with things. But, you know, the truth is, Lord, I want to take care of my things. Teach me the difference. Teach me the difference between the good and the bad. Teach me how to handle my affairs so that I don't reap the effects of the opposite of peace, of hatred, of all the turmoil that comes with it. God wants us to have a heart of peace, a heart that has some good things in it. You know, sometimes we just simply blame. We blame others, other things, other people. And God wants us to have things within our own life that are full and are free. You know, I want to read a scripture in John 3 and 19. And it says here, this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. Now, that he's talking about truth there. That light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I'm not wanting to preach any condemnation this morning. But you know what, saints? When we read in our private devotions the Word of God, let's run to it. Let's go to it. It's light. You know what it brings? It brings peace. The effects of righteousness is peace. It brings that in our life. I was thinking, I was in the attic one time and working around there or something. The insulation was scraped back. And there was a spider sitting right in the middle of this open spot. And I shined the flashlight on him. And this thing he just started going all kinds of ways until he ran in under the insulation finally and got away. I have never forgot that. I've thought of it I don't know how many times. You know, that little lesson, that spider could not bear the light. The light was something it could not bear, and it ran for cover. It didn't even know what to do. Light is come upon me. You know, we ought to run for the light. We ought to run to the light that our deeds, Lord, okay, I see my need. Okay, you caught me. Lord, I need help. You know how much freedom there is in help? You know how much freedom there is when the Lord of the place says, I see your need. You know what? That's what I died for. I came to help you. That's what the Lord came for. He came to help us out. He came to lift us up. He came to help us to make it all the way to heaven. And He sent His Word and healed them. He sends His Word and He wants to heal us. He wants to give us life for darkness. He wants to give us life for death and light for darkness. You know, the Bible says light... I can't remember the scripture. Light, as far as light excelleth darkness, the Bible speaks of how far light excelleth darkness. You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessed place. This is the condemnation that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They ducked for cover. We can't do that. We've got to open up our hearts. Lord, shine on me. Okay, it was me. Yes, Lord. I'm guilty. You know, that's not, as we heard this morning, that's not an evil accusation. When we see the Word, the Lord is very plain. He doesn't accuse us and leave us feeling like we're going to die there. He shows us the way out. That's what light does. Light has come. Here, come on up a little higher. I got more peace for you in this thing than that. You know, the Lord loves us. He died for it. And He cares about us this morning. Is it the fruit of righteousness that we're sowing? I know I've went to these scriptures so many times, but they're some of my favorite scriptures. Because it catches me right where I'm at. It teaches me how to live. Over here in James 3... And 18 it says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. You know what? The fruit of righteousness, the very seed, is sown in peace of them that make peace. That's where it comes from. And he says here, where envying, verse 16, and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, works of darkness. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. First pure. It's not mixed with any of those works of darkness. The wisdom that's from above is peaceable. It's gentle. It's easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know what? That's what the fruits, that's what the wisdom from above is. That's what Solomon prayed for. Lord, teach me to know the difference. We think of it as wisdom. He said the difference between good and bad. And it's translated to us, wisdom. You know, and I know that's being a little bit general there. But I just think about these very things and how that, you know, these kind of things, we can leave strongholds in the land of Canaan. I believe that. I believe we can leave strongholds where we never quite get to the place the Lord would like for us to get. And so we suffer for it. And we come back, we get attacked for it over and over. And the Lord would like for us to be blessed. He would like for us to inherit a land that has freedom in it. A land that has many blessings. A land that is loaded with grapes. I believe in that land. I've experienced that land. I appreciate what God has done for us. I want to ask us this morning, when we read this truth, I know many times truth we think of doctrines, but this is truth. Only this is truth about ourselves. Can those about us say, they're easy to be entreated. They're easy to talk to. They're peaceable and gentle. Lord, teach us to walk in the truth. Very important. It's the Word of God. The Word of God is sent forth to heal us. It is the thing that will catch us up where we need help. That scab that's there, it'll heal it completely. It'll put new skin on it. It'll heal us. But we've got to come to the light. We've got to allow God that place in our life that, Lord, no bars. There isn't any. I tell you, saints, I'm so scared of the blame game and the excuse game. I'm probably overboard because I don't want to put any blame on anything. I'm scared of blame. It scares me to death. I don't want to blame anybody. If I have a problem, I want to accept it. Lord, teach me. Lift me up. Help me to walk in your ways. And we all have our problems. We all have to go there if we're honest with God. We all have those places that from time to time we just simply have to say, Lord, I need help. I need some help. I know I've got to be easy to be entreated here. I need your help to be that way. You know, God wants us to walk in that light this morning. The fruit of righteousness, are we sowing that? Are we planting that seed? Because that seed is what grows up and produces fruit. That seed of righteousness that we've been talking about. Truth. I'll try not to be too long here. The truth is not meant to discourage us. I think about how valuable truth is. And I remember the time when DNA started coming out. And they started finding out, we can prove whether this person was the person that did this crime or not. How many people were freed from death row and from life imprisonment because of that very finding? When the truth came out and they could match these two things up, wait a minute, the truth is, this person didn't do it. Because we have proof now. You know how valuable that truth was? It set those people free. That's how valuable truth is. It will set us free. Truth has that kind of power in it. It is something that God has given. Truth is nothing to do with accusation. That is from Satan. That is something Satan wants to destroy people with. He knows our weaknesses, and he'll jump on us, and he'll attack us. He'll tell us it's no use to go forward. That's not God. But his truth is, his whole truth is, not the half truth. I'll help you to get out of there. Come on up a little higher. I know where you're at. Let's just confess it and forsake it. That's the God that I know. That's the God that I serve. I want to look at a few other scriptures. Maybe I'll cut it short here. The truth in John 10 and 12 and 13 is another scripture. I'm sorry. I think it's 16 maybe. It's 16 and 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. You know, sometimes we really can't hardly bear the truth on our own. And that's just the truth. Jesus said, I have many things to tell you. You know, the Lord wants to walk in our life. He wants to come into our life and dwell within us and teach us the whole truth. And what it does is it sets us free. It sets us free from things that we never knew we were bound by. Many people, if you would find them in Soviet Russia, if you would have asked those people, probably a lot of them had no idea of what it could be like. So they didn't know. They didn't know all the ways that they were bound. They didn't know all the chains And yet, freedom could, had their government been willing to really change, it could have been a part of their life. We thank God this morning for truth. I just wanted to share those things with us this morning. Oh, how the Lord wants to set us free. Oh, how He wants to give us life in the inward parts. Truth in the inward parts. Lord, teach us truth. Teach us how to walk in a way that the fruit that comes from it, the fruit that grows out of that, is blessed. It's good. It's wholesome. It's something that you can live off of. It's something people enjoy. God wanted it to be that way, and He plans for it to be that way. He wants His truth not to be something that tears us down, but it's what sets us free. It's what makes us able to enjoy the good things of God. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide us into all the truth. In Proverbs, it says, "Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman." You know what a blessing that is? You know, it says, "Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister." Embrace wisdom. Take it close to yourself. Take the good, the difference, knowing the difference between the half lie. Because it's a half lie when we play a game of blame or when we make excuses. It's a half lie. It may be half truth, but it's not all the truth. The truth is that the Lord wants to set us free and be in our life. I wanted to just mention a couple of other things. You know, I remember I have known people, more than one, I have known people that have been turned off by some of the good things of God. Some of the good, modest, wholesome things. I've known people that knew an old sister years ago, or a couple of them, that were ugly. And so the devil took that half-truth. The half-truth was, they're ugly. That was true. The full truth, but he took that to say, you don't want to be anything like them. See how the enemy works with half-truths? I just want to bring that out for us to broaden our mind. Maybe later we can let these things soak into our area of life or whatever we're in. But you know, the Lord wants to set us free, that we can please Him in every way, that our life can be something God smiles on. And I believe when the smile of the sunshine of God comes upon our lives, it is a blessed thing. It is the gospel. It is what God wants to do in lives and hearts. He wants to set us free. If we're locked up in bitter feelings, if we're locked up in a love for something out there, if we're locked up by the things that the enemy would chain us with, let's know one thing. We can be free. Let's reckon with that truth. I can be free. I know I can be free. And you know, when people know they can be free, people will fight for freedom. People will fight for freedom. And God has made it possible for us to have those things. We want to remember that it's only by the things of the enemy that brings all of those dark things from Satan. That's only from the enemy. So Lord, bless us today that our lives can be lives of peace, lives of happiness, lives of joy. God wants us to have that. I believe that. And when we come together, I believe He wants us to, then when we've experienced that in our own life, that's what the people of God is all about. Many lives that the Lord has touched. We thank the Lord this morning for His sacrifice for us that we could have. He's the Lord of the place. And He said, I'll give you peace. I'll give you a corner in this place. I'll give you a home to live here if you'll just let me. But I won't be the kind of king that comes and takes you over. I won't do that. God won't do that. But if we want to live in His kingdom, He said, come on over. Come on over. Just bow the knee. Bow the knee. Repent and be satisfied with. I'll give you a full portion. I'll give you a place that's better than you could have ever dreamed. You could have never even known that those kind of places existed. But it's the truth that sets us free from all of those places. Y'all pray for me.